Oh, we thought it snuck in there. Ninja scan.
I know. He was stealthy. All right. Well, we will open up at 2:03 for our afternoon meeting. And this meeting will provide an opportunity to review and discuss the past, present, and future needs and concerns of Orange County departments. All departments are welcome to attend and participate in this discussion. Your input and collaboration are encouraged as we work together to address the departmental priorities and future planning efforts. So we've had, this is the second one we had. The first one was actually had scheduled times for people, our biggest departments, that, you know, we get them knocked out of the way first because they're the biggest ask. And then a lot of y'all sent in, some of the people sent in their stuff, they just sent in the letter, what their request is, and that's fine. But we also wanted to provide an opportunity for somebody, if you wanted to come in and just talk about your specific request, your specific needs, even if you sent in a letter, this is the opportunity. I want y'all to have one more opportunity to do that. So there's really no structure as far as times. We didn't reserve times for this. So several departments out there, if one of y'all want to stand up first and take the lead on it, then you certainly want to do so. You can talk about what your budget needs are. That's even if you sent in a letter, if you didn't send in a letter. You know, we got those.
You're going to have to point to somebody because nobody's going to stand up.
I can see that. You know, I don't know if this is not church. But, you know, you did sit in the front row, Devin. I got to tell you.
She stood up last time.
I did. I've already spoken.
No, you're done. Okay, well, you're done. All right, I say. All right.
I can make up some stuff.
I'm good. But no, so whoever wants to go first, unless I do need to point to somebody. Okay, come on up. There we go.
I was just fixing to say we could adjourn as well.
Yeah,
maybe
I'll get 2 hours and hopefully we don't need.
First,
you know.
We get the biggest.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I did make some copies because I wasn't sure. Do y'all have my information? Or?
I do not.
Yes.
Well, I'm not at all.
This was what the SO was proposed. I wrote, I had already written on mine because I wanted to see the difference. Then I looked up how many were paying just to see how much. And then this is what they're proposing. And these are their other proposals. There's your candy acid.
So, the main thing that I wanted to talk about was our servers. We have 4 servers that we're asking for this year. Normally, our servers, the last time we've ordered them in time for since I've been here, they've been around 15, 16, maybe 20,000. The price that we got this year was well, if we purchase it now, it was $46,000 per server, yes. And we need 4.
How old are the ones you got?
How old are they? They are I think they're, well, they're at least 5. I know because we normally ask for extended service on them, and then we try to use them a year or two after that, so I think they're about 7. Because they usually give you 5 years of service that you can pay for, and I mean, if you go without service, then if something goes down, you're on your own to get it back working again. So we try not to go without support for too long. I got 2 prices from Dell. One was if we were to purchase them now, which the total for that would be $202,000 for all 4. And if we wait, they gave me a price. They don't know. They know the price is going to go up, but they don't know how much.
When does that price go up?
When? Well, he gave me until the end of this month if I wanted to purchase them now. And he said once that a new quarter begins in August, and that's usually when the prices are going
to
go up.
And do you have the money in your budget to cover?
No, not now. I don't have $200,000 for this year. I mean, I've put it in the budget for next year, but I don't know. They can't tell me, and they just gave me an estimate of what they think it will be, you know, when I get around to ordering them.
What do they think it'll be?
Is that the 245 number on here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
245.
I thought you saw that they were going to tell you the increased for after the August date. So this number is on, but this number is only good for how long?
Well, we can buy them for 202. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I didn't put the buy now number in my budget. I put the increase number in my budget. We can purchase them now for $202,000. Or we can wait and see what happens. But everything's been going up. I mean, prices on parts have gone up every time we've ordered them.
I'm going to tell you my thoughts. If we purchase them this year, we get them out of the way with this year's budget, we have the contingency to cover it. So I would say that we do that and not move that into next year's budget, because I don't know how long.
$43,000 hiccup to the taxpayers.
Yeah, to hold 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, and with a $45,000, and that's a maybe 45, maybe more than
right.
That.
I mean, yeah, that's, they don't know. This is what we think, so.
That's what I would say on that one, unless, you know, just bring that, I would bring that back to court as a line item transfer through contingency to do that, unless vote on covering that through there. I think that's our best option. I don't think waiting and, you know, it's basically buying a fifth server,
right,
is going to cost us.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts there.
So, okay. I can do that.
But we've got it down here. So.
Okay. So, aside from that, the only increases, well, I had increases in the computer supplies just because the computer parts are going up, so I just kind of guesstimated on that, because that's what we take our computer parts out of for our desktops that we build. We have, I think it was 40 desktops that were requested in the budget. So
you have, oh, okay, yes, 40 down. So you asked for 8 for your office, and then another 40 for various departments.
Yes. Well, that's laptops that you're looking at, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, not everybody's going to get a laptop. I mean, some people are still getting desktops, because desktops we can...
Did the sheriff's department go to all laptops?
No. They're kind of half and half. They have their admin people, and all of CID is on laptops. And then,
where did that come from? Because that just happened, right?
Yeah, they budgeted that last year.
It was in their budget for the new laptop?
It was in our budget, yeah. So we bought them for them and put them in. The other thing, well, we had some shelving for MIS, which is $3,000. That's just, we've had the same shelving in our storage since.
Is there any way we could get you all in one area if you've cleaned out one building? I mean, one room. Is there some way we could put all of MIS in one area instead of all over the building?
If y'all can find us a place, we'd be willing to move. I mean, but I don't. I mean, there's not anywhere that I know of
that we square footage.
Yeah, would be able to fit. So I did mention that in my letter that we would like to all be together.
Yeah, it's our last.
Sorry, I'll shut up and let you finish. Getting ahead of you.
Other than that, I have in there for the migration of the WatchGuard server storage to cloud. Now, I know this past year we just migrated the sheriff's office to the WatchGuard cloud, but they just started from that day and forward to put everything on the cloud. So they still have all their server information from the past few years is still on servers in our office, and we'd like to move all that to the cloud so they're not having to look in multiple places to find things.
And
so
that's an additional $20,000.
Yeah, I don't have an actual quote for that because they haven't gotten back with me yet. But I've, based on what the estimates that we've gotten in the past, that's what I based that off of.
Would that create a server?
No, it's a, that's a different server.
So on the, I'll go back to the desktops. Did you have a price in here for the desktops? I mean, I guess the computers?
No. I just have the pricing for the different parts is included in our computer supplies.
Okay, but you don't have a pricing for the 40
no.
desktop computers that you're looking for. Do you have even a per unit price yet?
No. I mean, because the prices change constantly.
The other eight for your office are $31,200. Could we not just make that, you know, basically $4,000 a computer?
Prices are fluctuating so fast right now.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all computer stuff.
She
put it in her supplies, I think.
I have a list at the office that is of my different parts. I just didn't print all that out because it's several pages of parts that we keep on stock in stock, along with paper and toner.
Toner. Increased amount that you would be asking for from this current budget to next year's budget. We just need to have that number so we can budget for it if we so choose to do that. But we have to have that number.
I was thinking what she was saying is they build them.
I know, but she's got to buy parts.
Yeah.
And they buy them and they build them, but they build them out of the parts you buy, right?
Yeah, and it all comes out of computers.
If you increase the number of parts you're buying, then we would need to know, is it an increased amount from what you currently have budgeted for the parts you're buying now? Do you need more parts or more money?
Well, last year our computer supplies was $156. Is that right? $156. So I've increased it $100,000 basically.
So $250. So that's the what I'm trying to get.
Yeah,
$100,000 increase.
That's the increase on that.
And that covers the 40
yes.
computers you would build. There's what I'm talking
about. Then extra parts if we something breaks down and all that. Yeah.
Now the Dell laptops are separate, right? Because you don't build those.
Yes. The only thing we purchase from Dell is servers and laptops. So that's separate.
Why are we paying for internet at the Elm Street building?
Well, we started paying for it because we had the new special projects person or
the boat.
Yeah, and then she's not there. We're still paying for it.
Weren't we going to move the guy from the new the building out there in 1442 for precinct 2? We were going to move the state guy out to that Elm Street building. We would need it then.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's why I went.
But he's never... Mark, how often is he in that office?
Very seldom.
And we're potentially going to spend $12,000 in internet in a building that nobody else is going to be in, and he's never there.
Well, I think it was also not just specifically for him, but the internet was put in there for that, and the whole meeting was not in there for that long
term. Yeah. Yeah, the building.
Malloy.
Malloy building.
And I did call and ask if, like, we could turn that off and on, but...
Yeah, is it big enough to move them into?
They don't know.
I don't know. How many square feet do you need? That's a big building.
Yeah, it is a big building.
It's getting more and more expensive just sitting there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're paying 12.
I mean, that'd be something
to... Well, is it $15,000 to insure it for the year? Is that what the insurance was on the Elm Street building?
Because I don't remember how to
I got it on my desk.
Yes,
it was between 12 and 15, if I remember. Yeah.
First thing we need, or at least if we can, get the Kirk to kind of help us get that. But we need a square footage we need to start looking. Because I agree with you. I think y'all being one all over on location, it would probably be way more efficient.
Yeah.
But we need to know what that square footage is so we know what that footprint needs to look like.
Okay. I can get with Kirk.
And that would be it. Because there's certainly, we got... Yeah, so you do that.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Is the county on that Elm Street?
Well, I think my arms aren't long enough. I guess I'm going to have to get glasses.
What do you look?
Well, the Elm Street, that's only $1,452.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were coming
from. Yeah, I was looking at the AT&T below
it.
I'm sorry. Ma'am? Well, I'm looking at the internet bill.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm trying.
And I had the lines in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it was 14 up here. I didn't know where you were getting 12. Where did you get it? I looked at it.
Correct me, Judge.
Well, I just was.
Have you held this for
me? He was wondering if his eyes were off. Yeah,
you making me second guess myself? Okay.
And that's.
So software, I was saying, I'm reading in your notes on the software packages. So we had some software increases and stuff, but we were able to eliminate some software that's really kind of offsetting all that. So
yes.
We're not having to see as big of an increase in software.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a big plus. So the Tyler Technologies Justice Maintenance, we're in year three. I know that cost is the same. Is the third year, is that our final year on that?
I believe it's 5 years.
It's a 5-year deal?
I think so. It goes up just a little bit every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this current year was our 5th year for the financial, but they didn't change the price when I asked for the quote. So
that's a shock.
Don't ask me again.
Yeah, don't ask a second
time.
Yeah,
they'll
cost for another
2 years.
You pay $10,008
a year to insure
that building.
Uh-huh.
So
how much?
$10,008.
Yeah, plus whatever our average utility cost is, we're just sitting there because we keep minimal air conditioning and air flowing to keep it from getting messed up.
But we're having to replace the air conditioning unit. What was the purpose there? Instead of someone having to replace.
That's something. Yeah. So. That one we're just been sitting on in case.
The no before security awareness. So we're spending budgeting $20,000 for that.
That's just sending all the emails to
you. Yeah, I wanted to tell you to hurry up and finish it. Do you really think that's a benefit to us?
Well,
because I watch them. I don't even watch them. I just take the test at the end and I pass them every time.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, let's be honest about it. I mean, it's taxpayer dollars.
I mean, it is nice to be able to schedule out the training, and some people, I think, do actually do their training or watch it.
I can't ask the test without watching it.
Well, maybe I've been taking
but
longer.
It's a state requirement. Isn't it a state requirement?
But it's mandated, yeah. And now they've introduced AI mandated also. So we've got cybersecurity and AI, and we can do both of that with no before, so...
Isn't there another one that we're doing too? Another security program like that? Remember us talking about last budget year, I thought we were paying for basically buying two. Is there that's the only one we're doing?
That's the only one
we're paying.
Yeah, that's the only one we paid for.
Chris, square foot on Malloy is $8,181.
That's how big it is? Okay. We're just going to see if you can footprint 81 or 8,000 square feet.
All right.
And what would it take? This will be a curt question, but take to migrate you over there if you decided that's where you want to go.
What would that do for the
all
the people in it if we rearrange that?
We wouldn't want to move our data room. I will say that. We would just leave that where it's at.
The data room stands, yeah.
Yeah, it'd just be the offices.
Why would you not want to move that?
Well, because that's a major.
That'd be a major
overhaul.
All the wiring.
And you don't want it. I mean, that's on the second floor right now. You don't want to move it.
So, yeah.
To Elm, I've seen that flood, so we're come close to it.
It's
so.
Safe over here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the data.
Yeah. Not data center, data room.
Yeah, but then, I mean, if we were to move, you know, the courts could have that extra space if they wanted it also. Judge Townsend, I haven't talked to them about it.
Oh, I'm sure if you vacated one, there would be a stampede to hear to see who could get it.
I'm sure.
And that's if they didn't do it in the dark of night.
Right, yeah.
Which is
didn't that happen one time?
Before. Yes.
Yes, there would be a stampede for you to get to that.
All right.
But that's really kind of on yours. That's really kind of the biggest things is the server side, which, like I said, I think we can go ahead and try to make that move now.
Okay.
As opposed to later. So, because like I said, there's no reason to wait and spend $45,000 more dollars at a minimum to do the same exact thing we can afford to do today.
Okay.
And then,
I appreciate that.
All right. And then I don't think anything else is in there that's too major. Let's see. Cell phone services are in all of our programs there. We're in good shape on expenses there.
All that stayed the same. It's mostly contracted. So. Okay.
All right.
The AT&T might change depending on for the internet at the expo, depending on.
Yes, I did. Speaking of that, I did talk with Verizon rep about the Starlink, and he's supposed to be getting back with me. And he said he thought we could figure something out, but we wouldn't have to necessarily pay for it until we needed it.
So. Awesome. We ought to have that at some point. We probably wouldn't be a bad idea if we had some point to have a couple of those Starlink units.
Yeah.
Because during, you know,
We've talked about it even at the courthouse.
That's just hard technology to beat. Yeah. Really, it works when nothing, absolutely nothing else would.
They have helped us with it with the elections.
Oh, yeah.
They've put up and done down. So Verizon, our rep's been very good with helping us with that.
All right. Anything else?
Any questions?
Got her and get her while you can.
Thank you.
Run to the front. Whoever wants to go next.
Missy said she did not. Thank you, Mark.
Mark, if you don't ask for any money, you ain't got to come up.
I know.
If you're not asking for anything, you don't have to do it.
It's just a little.
Yeah, I'm just asking. But I'm asking for travel from 1,500 to 3,000. And then other, which is the training, from 1,000 to 2,000.
And that's to help get Miss Wolford up to.
Yeah, it's get to Gina. Basically, get her accredited.
So travel for 15
to 3,000.
1,500 to 3,000.
Right. And then other 1,000 to 2,000. That should cover the training that we need.
There's 1,000 to 2,000.
Were you thinking the training was going to come out of others? Is that what, or it's just for other sundry?
I just put it under other. We just put it under that way. We don't know what the cost of it is.
Okay. Yeah, normally we keep, because that line item for travel is travel, training, and everything, so we normally have that line item. But if you'll just send it to me, we can talk and make sure that we have it budgeted correctly for you so that. Just so that
they. Yeah, so if you were going to use that without any of that money, you would to travel. We'd want to move the travel down. Anyway, might as well put it there now.
Yeah, that would be fine.
So what other? So because you've got to do your training now, you want her to have receive her training so she can follow up your stuff.
Correct.
So instead of 1,500 to 3,000, you want to do 1,500 to 4,400, and then leave your other at 1,000.
Wish everybody came up and asked for $3,000 or $4,000.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Wish everybody come up and asked for $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, and then there's that.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just that extra computer we're trying to do, whatever, for the DVD stuff.
Yeah. I think she had a computer for that.
Yeah, I think she did. She have a computer.
Well, and I think also Jenny emailed me and had put that in our request for us. So she got
one. Well, she's got one.
She got
another one.
She got smart.
I know. That's good.
She's a good girl.
All right.
That's it.
So you're still just the travel and the other.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You
they can only be nice.
Do you guys have our pay groups that we submitted?
I do not. I mean, if they gave, and Charlotte probably sent it to me and I didn't print it.
Okay, well, I'm asking for approximately a $9,000 increase in my election expense account. The election workers, last pay increase from the state. From $9 to $12 was in 2019, and I did a census for the surrounding counties, and we are the lowest paying county at $12 an hour for the judge and the clerks, with the election judge getting a $25 stipend And that's taking care of the paperwork, picking up the supplies, dropping off the supplies. And so I was proposing with a separating the judge and the clerks at different pays, with 16 for the judge and eliminating the stipend and doing the election clerks at 14 an hour. This would mainly just be for the November election. In the primary, all of the workers get paid from the parties, which is the state amount. The county is responsible for early voting in the primary, so I guess you could just decide if you wanted to just have everybody make the same for that election and do this for November elections only. I know Jefferson County raised theirs last year from 14 to 18, and they did it on November elections only. The municipals do get paid 100% by all the entities. And that's what I have. And then my second thing is I did see where I needed a $4,800 decrease on my contract services and maintenance.
Also, it's going in.
Yes.
And so when they're under the state's, under election with the state, they get the state minimum at that time, right? Because the state has it on above 12.
They have not.
We've always maintained 12.
I mean, they're talking about it for this next legislation, yeah. But you know how talk.
And I discussed with Donna just a little bit about it, was that, you know, we were planning on doing the, you know, the plan right now is to do the dollar across the board, is that we would just put them in it, in that, and get them the dollar across. And that would take it from 12 to 13. So that was kind of just a discussion that we had about would that be a possibility to do it, because it's hard to justify going from 12 to 14 when $2 for everybody else when you're only doing a dollar for our own employees. That was my thought. But your request is.
What are we paying part time now, Lori?
14.
And I mean, I do see your point. The only thing that I have is that these workers are not on a pay matrix,
yeah.
And they haven't seen an increase since 2019.
Yeah, that's when they went from the 10 to the 12, when the state changed it.
And
because we've only ever changed with the state.
They do make election day so much easier. I mean, I know that they, you know, just work a day here and there, but. Anyway, it takes good election workers to make the election happen. Thank
you. I thought it was just a good boss.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was just a good boss that made elections.
It
takes everyone to make it happen.
Anything else?
Overachiever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if our part-time bottom is 12, I mean it's 14, that wouldn't be too much of a stretch if we needed to, because it's the one day, right? If we did it for just the November.
For the November, it would be for early voting and election day, so it would be all of the workers working that election.
And early voting is going to be longer this coming year, right?
Yes.
So the judge stipend
is $25, and that is for the election judge only, and that's for the election judge being responsible for paperwork, coming to our office to pick up the supplies, and then gathering the stuff up at the end of election night and bringing all the supplies back to the office.
But they're also getting $12 an hour?
$12 for an hour and $25 one time.
So
you're proposing to do 12 to 16 for those and then no stipend?
No stipend. So all the workers get paid the same amount of money right now, the election judges and the election clerks. So since we only have 20 election day locations, then there would only be 20 election judges. So for early voting, there is no election judge because
VA is the early voting clerk over all of the workers, so they would get the clerk's amount, not an election judge. So at the proposed amount, that would just be 14 for early voting, and not 16.
No start.
And no start.
Would that be the judges, how they would get the 16?
They would get the same as the clerks. Because the responsibility is just on the judge.
Is that stipend a one-time, is it per day, or is it
just a one-time?
One-time deal for being an election judge. The, you don't have, off the top of your head, because I know you keep looking, the number of hours totally for an early election that they work, how many hours that is. Early election days and the election day itself is, yeah, kind of.
Election day, it's anywhere between 13 and a half and 14 hours. Early voting, I don't know, I have to get that.
It's pretty close though, isn't it?
We do require them in early voting when we're working the weekends to take a day off each week so it doesn't build up the overtime too high.
Well, in this upcoming election, there's going to be two weekends, right? As it is right now, there's one weekend early voting.
We're going to still be under the one weekend. When we go to Senate Bill 2753 is when we will go to two weekends. And I'll look for that to happen in 2028. I'm sorry, 2027.
I was going to say, because it's already passed. It's just when they implemented it.
We're actually going to a regional training next week with the Secretary of State on what the implementations would be and to prepare the counties to work with that Senate bill.
And I thought y'all only worked during elections.
So the clerks, even though they work roughly maybe 30 days a year, they still fall under a 40-hour week of overtime?
Yeah, overtime rules still apply. Okay. Total number, you don't have the total number of election workers.
Election workers,
because we know the 20 election judges, and then how many, two, three per location,
yeah,
workers. That's okay. That's why we've done this.
So for early voting, I have five at each location. There's four locations, so that's 20. And so also for election day, I have five for 20 locations.
So 120. And then plus the election judges.
That includes that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a difference.
So it would only be 20 election judges, and it's only for election day. So just that one day.
Okay. All right.
Y'all don't have anything yet, but she'll have it like tomorrow or Monday.
A new jet.
Do what? A new jet. Sure. You can afford that. I'll take it. I can't fly it. We're going to have a pilot, too. Okay, so for internet right now at the airport, we use my phones. My cameras, my AWOS, my aircraft tracking system. I think that's it. It's all on the county network. Well, it gives, and I asked Greg with the third party people for security. So going to, we looked at fiber with Spectrum, but it's rather pricey per month even. So we talked about some other things today. So we're going to try to, you know, look at other things. But for the, if we did the Spectrum, just to give you a, roundabout figure, I think it would be $3,900 a month. I mean, a year more that I would need the increase in my utility. Well, kind of, sort of. I'll explain it. Because my MiFi's cost me about $80 a month for both of those. My four telephone lines, which AT&T is doing away with POTS, they run me about $280 a month. Which, of course, the POTS lines would be a transition because that's something I have to get with the AWOS and Fuelmaster to get transitioned over. So, 80 and 2, whatever I just told you, 280 and 80, I think. And then the Spectrum was what, 325 a month. So I think it's like an increase of $30 a month if we go with Spectrum and once we do away with the POTS lines. But we were talking about some other options. So it may actually be less expensive than that.
And again, in this situation here, would this not be a place that we could fit a Starlink system in as well?
We talked
That's
about
one
that.
Of the things we talked about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, it's. I mean, I think the max deal on a Starlink system with unlimited deals is only $160 a month.
Well, you can't. They won't let businesses have unlimited. Mm-hmm. So you have to.
We're not a business. We're government. It's joking. We're not a business. We're government.
Yeah, so we don't know what that rate would be on a business or governmental rate. There's got to be a rate, I'm sure, that they have for that.
We're going to.
Okay.
We'll look at it. Yeah. She told me how I could find out. So, and so I include that when I send Shauna the info. Then the only other two things are my FY27 projects with TxDOT. So my drainage engineering is actually this year. We have our kickoff meeting tomorrow. So, and that money's already in my budget for this year. 2027, my portion is 400, don't, I got a solution. 450,000, our part. That's for the drainage construction. For my AWOS replacement, I had a meeting with my TxDOT planner on the 23rd of June. She informed me that on the replacements, it's state funds only, but that county, we would have to be our own agent, which means we pay the total project up front, I submit for reimbursement. That total,
of course,
would be $150,000. Here's the deal. In my Texas Plus Airport account, I have $1,028,000, a little bit more. So I know there's a way, Penny, that we should be able to take that money from, because these both are eligible projects that I can use that money on. Take it from my class account and move it to my budget, correct, for 27?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
pay
problem.
Money out.
That, yeah, so actually I already have the money for both of those projects.
So you scare us just because.
Yeah,
just to let you know that I have the solution.
Less is more. Less is more.
Why start with the solution first?
Because I like to build up the anticipation. No.
Anxiety.
So, yeah.
Just
oh, okay. I am. I'm trying. So that's, we could use.
So let me ask you, because I know that we've been, you know, tossing this down the road a little bit and we need to finally get there, but we finally got our final approval on what the airport layout and all that kind of stuff
that's,
is.
Yes.
And within that was our new T-hangers, right?
Yes. For so, future, yes.
Yeah. Well, we need futures now. We need to look at being able to at least put in one set
for
of
next
those
year.
Within that deal. I mean, it should pay for itself. I mean, your list of people that you have waiting should cover the cost of it, whatever that cost ends up
being. Oh, yeah. Well, it should, but when we've worked our list, everybody's skipping lately. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, but we need to first get a cost of what an actual set of T-hangers, the first set, would be.
Okay.
And so we know, and then that way you can break it down to what you're going to need for rental. Because I think that we're at a point now that we need, now that we've got it approved to do it,
mm-hmm.
in the airport plan.
Okay, so just one new set, right?
Because that thing is something, that's something that's that's a revenue-generating deal once it's operational, so.
Well, and having that, being able to put the money in that class account, too, has helped tremendously. Because that interest does pretty well monthly. And I think
is that all that revenue stays with the airport?
Yes. As long as it's an eligible, yes. And as long as it's an eligible project, is how the FAA stated it,
yeah.
I can move, use that money.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Okay. I'll get it in black and white to be
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all I have. Thank you.
So after all that fear and intimidation.
Yeah, just like
scarce have this.
Just some extra, yeah. Just that.
I'll pick
it
up on that too.
Making that money go to MIS.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not an eligible project.
Yeah, MIS doesn't fall in. We could put them out there at the hangar maybe, and then they would bid as a project.
And then I'm gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Who else?
No. Mine's easy. I'm not asking for any increase, so I put that out.
No new boats, no new buildings, no new
well,
nothing.
Well, let's not get there.
Okay.
Grant's going to pay for that.
Right. But I am requesting that we keep that part-time position for the GIS guy. Because I think we had said that for a year, but he's got plenty of work.
Plenty of work.
He's staying there. We could probably make that full-time.
Well, that was going to be my question, because I know that we had put it in place. We bought the GIS system. We spent money on that. So, you know, is it at that point now? I mean, that was why we went part-time, was to see if we had enough that we need.
There's a need. He stays.
And so I've kept the one at the appraisal district busy for the last 2 months.
So that's what I'm saying. Is that something that we should, I know you wouldn't want to ask for anything, but you might want this might be good for there. If you're going to look at something, this is going to be the year, you know the rest of the story. So if we're going to look at doing that, because if it's, I mean, I know the importance of the GIS. Everybody else knows the importance of the GIS. I mean, we got to have something like that if we can keep busy, and we're keeping them busy with all the new.
Well, and we didn't hire him originally when y'all. I think he's only been here, 3 months?
Yeah, it's not because it was late. I didn't have any interest in it. Yeah.
Well, we had the other girl that was doing it originally.
Right.
Then the department, and then she left.
Well, the intern type deal that Commissioner Trahan wanted to set up is what we currently are.
Yep.
This guy was the only one that had any interest. So we went, I don't know how many months.
We went very long. So this guy, I think, has been here 3 months, and we had approved it, we think, for 9 months, part-time. So if he can continue him or change this, we need to put that into the new budget.
Yeah, well, I certainly think, you know, as far as putting him in there and keeping the part-time program going, my biggest question is it at a point now that we need to take that to a full-time position, is it justifying itself for the amount of work that he's producing out there with what he's getting done? Because I know he's doing it. I mean, every time I go out there, he's doing something. So.
Yeah, he's backed up busy, and multiple departments utilize that.
He's worked with me for several months.
It is the thing now. Your GIS, I mean, that's why we bought a system. I hate to buy a system when you don't have somebody use it. But somebody that skill set, will they stay part time for a whole long time?
Yeah. Or can we put it out there at a cost that somebody's going to want to work full time?
Well, he's working on it. He's working on his master's or his doctorate or what?
Master's.
So right now he's going to school still?
Yes, he's still.
I don't even know what a GIS person is.
I was going to ask, is our pay matrix going to support that?
I don't know. I can.
I'd hate to find out.
What'd you say?
We could get with the appraisal district and find out
That's what we're thinking. I think we're going to have to.
Say that again.
GIS people make a lot more than what we're paying.
Yeah.
I can find out what Jefferson County, they had hit that.
Well, maybe if Chris can find out who the drainage is.
Yeah, I can get with Scott Overton over to the appraisal district. He can tell me.
He started out working under the engineering department and stayed so busy that they moved him out.
He sits at that. Most of the time, he's sitting in one of them little round desks out there in the emergency center room.
He is.
That's where he was at yesterday. And whenever I thought, last time I talked to him, that's where he was at.
Well, that's where those computers
are. All their stuff's all set up. But yeah. There's a lot more stuff coming down the line that I think that's going to be a need. So we at least ought to get what it looks like for prices.
Okay, I'll look into it and see what that
is. To have something, because either we're going to end up trying to keep rotating interim people through there down the road, or we're going to at some point have to contract projects to have that work done.
So, which would probably be more expensive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Most of the time when you contract on specific jobs, it's more expensive than having your own person to do it.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to use them several times a year. If you're going to use it once a year, then the contract's the way to go for a specific project. But most of this stuff now is ongoing all the time now that we're having to use GIS systems for.
Yeah.
Okay. See that you didn't know. You just didn't know.
Just wondering what right you're asking. He asked the right way.
He tricked you into that.
Judge's idea.
Hey, no, you've already had your time.
No, this is a different thing. No, I just, really, I wasn't going to speak about it. I just want to go ahead in case you have questions because I got to get the ball rolling on this thing. So I need to just, the one thing I only requested in the line items was an increase in my software. I am wanting to switch softwares. Currently, we have Spinomedia. They are going to be charging me this year $72,000 for software that I can honestly tell you does not work, but 80%, if 50% of the time. I've been with them, we switched over in 2022, and it's just been a nightmare ever since. And so I have reached out to ACT Software. This is for property tax questions. Jefferson County has them, Montgomery County has them. Their software is very user-friendly from what I've seen. And if I would like to move to them, and it's going to be so much cheaper. It's going to be about $42,000 a year instead of $70-something dollars a year with an annual increase of 5%. So with Spindle Media, like I said, it's 10% every year, and it really doesn't work.
So that's kind of really not a question.
No, I just want to let y'all know in case y'all have questions on why I'm asking for such an increase for this year because I will need to move over to them
so that
in the
migration
spring.
Fee is?
Yes, and there is no, they're waiving the migration fee as well.
So then why do we need any?
Because we still got to pay for the year.
Other one while we're having the other.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm going to have to go work simultaneously with the other one because.
So how much is your additional need for how many months?
We'll pay
how
for the.
How long is it going to take for the migration?
Oh, we'll do it in the spring. And it'll take 2 to 3 months.
Okay, so we'll be double.
We'll pay the normal.
November, December.
Yes.
January, February, March of the old system.
Well, we'll probably have to do, I don't know if they're going to give me a cut on that. That's my thing. I have to pay them before October. Well, I'm going to have to pay them now.
The new program.
The old program.
What's I saying? So for still,
yes.
I knew it would cover now.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
Always thinking new money in October.
She doesn't know if they'll allow her to pay just a partial year. They may make
yes.
They make you pay a full year.
Yes.
When is your year up? And when is your year up?
The Spindle Media is coming up now. They normally send me an invoice around this time of year. It's October normally, October to September. And then the ACT will just, like I said, we'll start in the spring. And then hopefully we will be up and running in the summer.
We'll have to carry through. We'll have to do a whole year with spinning.
That's my. I just want to.
That's the open.
Yes.
Up
just
front.
In case, yes, in case we need to pay them. Because we normally. Pay now, but y'all take it out next year, if that makes sense. So when y'all see that increase request, that's why, in case y'all have questions. I'm going to move.
Well, that was a question.
Yes.
I wouldn't follow the timeline.
Yes. So the best time to switch over softwares for tax season is in the spring before I start my tax rate. Like right now, I couldn't because it would be too late.
Okay.
So
we know what our current program is.
Yes.
We're paying for that.
Right.
So this new one is going to be 42?
Right now, 42,000.
So that's the increase that you need.
Right.
Okay.
Plus 5%
a year for how long? Forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one we're on now is 10%.
10%. Yeah, so next year, you know, we would be, what,
90,000? Anything out of that?
Out of the, what, out of the? No, it's, like I said, there's no point in me paying them extra money when it doesn't even
this
work.
This is the price.
Do they do 9/10 or anything
like
that?
I mean, they help, well, it doesn't work as much as I try.
The new one,
like I said, I've spoken with other tax assessors that use the system. They have great customer service. They're going to come out more. I've not heard anything horrible about the service and maintenance that they do. They're going to come out and train us. They're going to help us set up everything. So I'm going to hope.
I mean, knowing software, there's going to be upgrades, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's all included in the annual stuff.
And it sounds like a good price. We just got the initial pay and get set.
Yeah. And like I said, things are starting to work now. We're starting now because I have to set up, start working on it now to get ready for this.
Thank you.
And but I will be saving after that.
Let me ask you that then. We're saying now, like now is now. Because whatever we did with this doesn't go into effect until October 1st.
Right. Yeah, no, I won't have to pay them now, but I will have
okay,
to start the paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I can do that until we have the budget. Well, so she's saying that she's having to start the paperwork process, the contract process of getting this new software now. The budget won't be approved until October 1st.
Right, but she can get a quote for
from AT&T. Yeah, but she's saying she has to start the...
Yeah, I think we're on the June 28th.
Can we start this early and do away with the other?
No, that's what I...
Because I have to pay... I mean, I can't... I have to pay spend on this one.
The other one is due now.
Yeah, spend on me is due now. If not, I won't have anyone for taxes.
We get their quote, we get their invoice at the end mid-September.
Yeah.
But it starts October 1. They actually, their annual subscription is October, is the fiscal year.
Yeah.
That is their subscription time period.
Which spend on? No, because they wouldn't be time
there
for me to
no
get ready for.
There is no way that we can get an implementation
set up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it in time for the new tax year. Okay. Yeah. 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 Sure.
Let's
go ahead, Lynn. Go right ahead. You tell me how I can do that.
We may have to figure out a way to put that under a contingency deal for now. I don't want to sign a contract that's effective now.
Yes, sir.
That I'm not covering under this year's budget because I can't determine next year's budget until it's approved.
True.
There's just no way we would have to.
We'll talk about
we can't
that.
Do it. So we have okay. to come up with something on that.
Okay.
And then if it carries into next year, then we can actually budget for it. It looks like that payment's going to end because
right.
it'll be September before we approve budget. And by then, you'll know if it's going to be invoiced at that time or not.
Yeah.
And if we don't spend it out of contingent, just it won't
right.
spend.
Yeah, because they're not charging me the.
But it's I can't like, get you to sign paperwork
yes,
or
that's
do paperwork
right.
under a current year for next year's budget because we haven't approved it yet.
Okay. I get you.
Okay. Well, yeah,
I get
it's
you.
Just logistics. Okay.
But like I said,
I mean,
in the
I
long
like
run,
the program, and I think it's
yeah.
great. And, you know, and
in the long run, it saves the county.
Because
it's, yeah.
it's going to save us money.
Cool. Yeah. And headache, yeah. because it's been horrible. So.
Yeah, it's almost a $40,000 savings the very first year. So yeah. And then on after that. So.
Yes,
okay.
That's it. Thank you.
It's kind of when we changed our phone systems over. Remember, we had to do that. It's a great savings up front. It still is.
Yeah. It's been a great system.
It's been a great system.
Yeah.
We had to do a similar thing to cover our contract time.
We had to do the same thing with when we switched out all the copiers. I know the dollar amount is not comparative, but.
Okay. All right. Who else? Anybody else?
Sure.
Anybody, everybody? It looks like there ain't nobody else going to show up.
Well, to keep the judge from being the only bad guy in the room, I want everybody to think about the fact that next year, if the no new revenue rate passes, everybody in this room is going to be having to look into cut, not coming to that podium asking for money.
So you're saying I need to go back up?
Nope, too late. You already asked.
No, there's a reason we did this speech at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's if no new revenue rate passes and you have to get a 2/3 majority vote by the voters to approve a tax increase. That ain't ever happening.
And, look, you know, we're all taxpayers. We're all taxpayers. But, you know, certainly the, you know, and Lynn, and like I said, I always appreciate you being here because I think it's good that people are learning how this stuff really works. And what really happens is that I know up front, as a taxpayer, that it sounds great to have that zero rate. But the only thing we do is provide services to our people, and that costs money. And if I'm at zero rate and I'm starting and I have to cut everything I'm supposed to do for the people, then we're not giving you what you want. There's just no way to do it. And I wish there was another way that it didn't have cost associated with it, but it does. And when we go to that, then it's going to happen unless the state's got some grandiose plan, and you know them as well.
They're not telling us
of how they're going to pay for all of this stuff that we need. That it takes to operate, I don't know how we're going to do it. But, you know, it sounds good on paper. It does.
Just to give you an example, right off the bat, we'd be looking for $800,000 just to cover insurance. So that means somebody, all departments, going to have to cut off the top $800,000 to match the insurance.
Or we're cutting insurance benefits.
Or we're cutting insurance. Or both.
Yeah. Or both.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, like you said, it does. It sounds good on paper. It's just, If I have to cut my, you know, I mean, I hate to use Road Bridge as an example, but they're a big deal. But it's a you know, what we do is we dig ditches. I mean, if you look at primarily what this, dig ditches, we dig roads, that's probably the 90% of what the general public sees. Because even though our sheriff's department is our largest by far part of the budget, they're almost half, unless you're in trouble, you never deal with those people. But you get on your roads every day, you want your ditches to drain every day. And so that's what people know we do. But that takes money. Those equipment, you know, we bought a lot of Gradols and a lot of tractors and stuff. And I don't know if you were in here the other day, we were talking about the, you know, just the vehicles. And we approved those sheriff's vehicles the other day. Our very first sheriff's vehicles we bought in 10 years when I was got here. It's $34,000. $34,000. That was everything. 82. And that was, 82 was the ones we approved the other day, and we had our own radios.
We actually haven't approved those yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we had to, they got the wrong bid. But what I'm saying is that's the cost difference and stuff. In 10 years, it's more than doubled. And so I still can't understand how the state thinks that we can make this work and do what we're supposed to do for everybody. I don't get it. But anyway, that's it. If there's nothing else, we will adjourn at 2:59.
Yeah, we got a second.
No,